Welcome to the D College Podcast. Last week we were sleepy. This week we're still kind of sleepy, but I have some caffeine in front of me. So, you know, hopefully I'm not as sleepy through the whole thing. Because let me tell you, editing that episode a couple minutes ago was something. It's you can tell that we are both exhausted through the whole thing. So that's I don't want to apologize to everyone because I think it was a solid episode, don't get me wrong, but you can definitely tell that we are exhausted.
I mean, at least it was genuine too. It's like, it's not like we were doing it on purpose, because like I know some, like there's some like names that'll do that, they'll like set a tone for their stuff. Because, you know, yeah. We've been doing this for a while. This is like, we're 3 months into it. We're 7 months into the pandemic.
Yeah, I know. It feels like, it honestly feels like we just started the show like a month or two ago. But we're actually like, and we did start it like a month or two ago. But we're actually like 3 or 4 months in, and we're almost at episode 20.
Oh, wow. That's a big milestone right there.
I think last week was episode 16 or 17. I mean, that includes sleepy time, obviously, but like, I don't know where the time has gone. How have we gone from just being like, oh, let's start the show, to, oh, we're this many weeks in?
Time flies when you're having fun discussing Disney and all this other stuff going on.
Yeah, I'll say. I just want to bring it up now. We know that my audio has been sucking. Trust me, we know. I sit and I edit the episodes, and there's like, I don't want to point it out in case that it shows up in this episode too, because then it's going to make it unlistenable. But like, there's like this little, like, maybe it's just because of spooky season, but there's like this little like demonish voice under my voice when I talk. Like, it feels like this like echo, like it's a deeper version of my voice. So I maybe it's just spooky season, but what I really think it is I have this terrible case on my phone. I have this awful case on my phone, and when people call me, they can't hear me. As you, if you've heard Sleepy Time 1, that's an example of what people hear when they call me. You can't hear a thing. So I don't know why we published that episode. But then I take the case off and it's still not used to, like, now the phone's thrown off. Plus I'm using Bluetooth headphones. So this week we're going to be trying no Bluetooth headphones. So I'm using my old phone that no longer like works as a phone. It's basically just like a dead object that I can still connect to the internet on. And I have wired up my headphones. I have wired them up so that they're not on Bluetooth. So if this episode does not sound the best that we have ever sound, we might not show up next week.
Hey, you know, it's all about trial and error. You got to figure out what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah. I mean, we're still going to show up next week. It's a D-College podcast forever, you know, but like, who knows? Who knows how it's an adventure every week, knowing what this audio quality is going to sound like.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And if you could tell everyone, I am drinking a Red Bull. Red Bull? If you want to ever sponsor us, that would be great.
And I'm drinking some Ocean Spray white strawberry cranberry juice. So Ocean Spray, if you want to sponsor us as well, you know, we'd be interested in a deal there too.
What brand do you think is bigger, Red Bull or Ocean Spray? Because I feel like Ocean Spray is available at all these places. And like, I feel like Red Bull is too, but I feel like Ocean Spray is more popular because it's juice, so people can buy it. Like, more people can buy it. Where everybody can still buy Red Bull, but a lot of people aren't going to want it because of the bad rep that energy drinks get, which is obviously for a good reason, but
yeah, that's true. I kind of feel like, though, Red Bull might take, like, the lead in this, because they're both, like, very popular brands. It's just, I feel like Red Bull has, like, more marketing and, you know, more promotion for it than Ocean Spray does. I think in, like, a month, I might see, like, 3 ads for Ocean Spray. And it's just it's the cranberry juice.
I don't think I've ever seen an ad. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. But the thing I think is, like, Ocean Spray, I don't see it as like a brand that I know the name of off the top of my head, where like I'll go into a store and I'll be like, I'm looking specifically for Ocean Spray. It's usually like I'm in the juice aisle and I'm like, oh, that apple juice looks better than like the other apple juice that's in this aisle. I might as well just pick the Ocean Spray. Whereas Red Bull has a specific taste, and it's kind of like you're in the energy drink aisle, and if you see like the other energy drinks, you're like, yeah, I'm feeling Red Bull today because it's great and all the other ones are crap.
Yeah, so true.
Just so you know, I know we updated it on a bit last week. We're getting close to that 30 listens.
Oh, we are?
We are. So you best get your credit card ready because you might be buying a t-shirt.
Oh, bet. I can't wait.
All right. So today we're going to be doing something differently. Both of us are going to be ranking the main Disney characters, which we'll establish in a second, from what we believe is the creepiest Disney character, or we're going to do it the opposite way. We're going to do it least creepiest Disney character to creepiest Disney character. And right now we are going to establish who we believe, or not who we believe, we're going to establish the rules. So what Disney characters do we want to include? I'm thinking just like the main, like four or five.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald. I guess you can throw Daisy in there and Pluto.
Okay, we'll put Pluto. I don't know if we'll put Daisy in because I feel like she's, as much as she's recognized and stuff, I don't think she's as, like, recognized as, like, Minnie, Mickey. All right, so the plan is that we are going to both sit down and put together the list in our heads, and then we will come back and we will put them together in a ranking.
Is it all right if I stand?
If you stand?
Yeah.
Why would you? Yeah, I think it'd be okay. Why?
You said we were both going to sit down. I was like, well, I want to stand.
Oh, I did not pick up on what that joke is. I'm like, I thought you meant like just in general. And I'm like, you should be able to. I'm standing right now. I'm pacing around in my apartment. I found that our best episodes come for when I pace around in our apartment. The audio is always not great, but it gives me more energy than sitting on the couch.
And it's better than sitting.
Oh, yeah.
I stand for standing.
Oh, God. Should we put out a t-shirt? Should we put out a t-shirt that says, I stand for standing?
Let's do it.
Oh, God. Joe actually got his coffee mug in recently. They're not for sale anymore, but it actually looks really cool.
Did he really? That's awesome.
Yeah. I should have got one. I didn't, but cool. So do you think you know your general list in your head?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good with my list.
Cool. So at number five, which is least scary, who do you have?
So my least scary is going to be Pluto the dog. And my reasoning behind that is, you know, he's a dog. He's fun. He's playful. I'm sure he has some, like, mischievous intentions like going on in his head, but ultimately I don't think he's like that much of a spooky scary character.
Yeah, I went back and forth on this one because I debated on putting someone else at number four, but you're right. I think unless there's something I don't know, I think Pluto is very innocent. Like he's kind of like the Scooby-Doo in the scenario where he just unites a bunch of people. Like Mickey and Minnie both love him, like, or we'll talk about Minnie later, but for the most part, everybody just kind of loves Pluto. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I got much. I don't have any example of evilness that Pluto has had. So who do you have at number four?
So number four, this was kind of tough because now things are starting to kind of like blend together. And I feel like there's like a slight line in between them. So my number four was going to be Minnie.
That is also who I have.
Yeah. So my reasoning behind that would be, you know, she like her attitude, she's like very happy. She's always very like pumped up, very like enthusiastic. So it kind of makes me think she's not the one that would go out and like be malicious or anything, but at the same time, she seems like she would be more of an accomplice. So, you know, if like Mickey or the group did something, like she'd be along, going along with it, you know?
Yeah, I feel you there. I initially had her at number five, but then I kind of thought about it. And whereas Pluto has done nothing wrong, have you ever seen the banned Disney Channel short where Pluto thinks that Minnie hates her and is plotting to kill her?
No, I haven't. That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, that's why they don't show it anymore. So I get that it's dream Minnie because it's in Pluto's dreams. Like he's daydreaming about it. But if he can have those daydreams about Minnie, like there's got to be some sort of truth to it, right?
Yeah, probably. When did that come out? You know, around like what time?
Mid-2000s, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, it was part of, I think it was a skit that was part of a larger show. But I don't have the name of it, which I could look up right now. I don't have the name of it, though.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about because, you know, like a lot of 2000 stuff, like it was a lot of experimentation, a lot of like weird stuff in the 90s, and now we're moving to the 2000s.
Yeah. It's called Minnie Takes Care of Pluto, I think.
Oh, just the name sounds like cringy.
Mickey drops Pluto off at Minnie's house unexpectedly, so Pluto's conscience conceives that Minnie is out to kill him.
Oh my.
Yeah. I don't see a date on here though. But it just says it was pulled from all the... Oh, it was very early 2000s. So the show that it was from was, you know how they used to do Disney on ABC on Saturday mornings
sometimes? Yeah.
It was from a show on there called Mickey Mouse Works. So ABC is the one that kind of pulled that. And it aired between 1999 and 2001.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, for all we know, Minnie's tried to kill Goofy before.
You mean Pluto?
Oh, yeah. Who did I say? Goofy?
Yeah.
Well, as people know in the past, I don't know where he's going to show up on this list, but Goofy scares me. So if Minnie tries to take out Goofy, I'm all good with it.
That'd be something fun to see. That'd be a battle for the century.
I feel like they could make like a, you know how in like all the Halloween movies, have you seen the most recent one? Like that came out last year?
Oh no, well, I haven't seen it yet.
So it's a sequel to the original Halloween movie with all the original like cast members for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's like every other horror movie, and I'm sorry if I wreck it for you here, but near the end, they burn down the house that Michael's in, who's the killer. And like the movie cuts back to the house and they show that he's actually not in the basement where they trapped him. I feel like that's Goofy. I feel like he just could kill him multiple times and he will show back up.
Oh, yeah. Also, spoilers.
Spoilers for what? For Halloween?
Yeah.
Much like the South Park episode, South Park came out a week. Remember when it came out? At this point, it will come out 2 weeks ago. But remember I said it came out a week ago? If people haven't seen it, then whatever. This came out a year ago. So at this point, I really don't care.
I know, but I didn't know his name was Michael. Like, come on. The rest of it's fine, but it's his name. I didn't know his name.
That's the one thing you have a problem. I mean, yeah. if you go into a Halloween store, it legit says Michael Myers on everything.
I don't know. I thought that was the actor who played Shrek in the movies. I mean, his name could have been like Tom or Walden or I don't know.
I don't think a Walden would be like, can you imagine a serial killer movie with like a Walden?
Watch out, it's Walden. He's coming to get you.
And you just hear the creepy music, and they're just like, I don't feel threatened.
I feel mildly startled.
Ooh, he relatively spooked me.
Hiya, pals. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Joyce. We host a podcast called Radio Mickey.
It's a weekly show about all the Disney things.
We're talking films, theme parks, characters, villains, theater, music, Disney Plus, franchises, food, creations.
Okay, basically, if it's Disney, chances are we're talking about it, including any Disney news every week.
We post new episodes every Saturday on all the major podcasting platforms.
Just type in Radio Mickey to find us.
We'll see you real soon.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hey, do you like theme park history?
Like hearing deep dives into some of your favorite attractions?
And no, we don't mean, did you know there are tunnels under the Magic Kingdom?
We mean, did you know when the Mad Tea Party opened, it didn't have a limit on how fast you could spin your teacup?
And it didn't have brakes.
Ah, the 1970s.
Well, then tune into a podcast hosted by me, Linda, the princess of the story.
And me, Robin, the villain of the story.
It's called My Favorite Theme Park, and it streams wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like this one. We have new episodes every Monday.
And Robin, you know what we also have every episode?
What, Linda?
Game time! Heck yes, we play games every week.
How could I forget?
Because you never win.
We also talk about our favorite Disney characters like villains and sidekick.
And we chat about our favorite Imagineers and creators.
We'll tell you how we feel about the latest theme park news.
And tell you our thoughts after our latest trip.
So you know we're a good time.
Have a listen.
Bye.
All right, moving on to number three. Who did you have for number three, James?
So number three, this is a tough one. We're really getting up there and creepy characters. So for my character, I put Donald as mine.
You see, this is a tough one because I want to say Mickey because he seems so genuine. There's just something, I don't know. I don't, you know what? I'm going to say Mickey. I'm going to fight back and say Mickey.
Posing opinions here. So Donald Duck, the way, he just displays his character, straight up on screen. Like, he's, you know, he's wacky, he's narcissistic, he's a psychopath in some aspects. So it's like, you know, I can see him doing that, on camera and off as well. And if anything, I'm sure he does it way more, off camera that we don't even see.
Here's my problem. Is the reason I think I'd put him at number two is just because of how unpredictable and angry he is at all times. You also can't understand him, so it makes him even more creepy.
That makes sense.
But the one reason I might actually agree with you is because everything that he ever does is because Mickey always gets the center of attention. So he's always like, I need attention too. And Mickey just doesn't give him attention. Like, what's that called? Philharmonic magic?
Yeah.
I guess some of it could be, maybe he should find different friends or something. But he seems very, jealous all the time and just wanting the center of attention.
He really is. Jealous to the point that he might take somebody out.
Yeah, and that's, he tries in Philharmonic Magic, if I believe. Maybe not. But you also have a point, is maybe he acts like that because Mickey is like a jerk to him, but I never see that. They never show that. So maybe he's not.
Yeah, true. And that kind of ties in with my number two, which I was going to say Mickey for my number two. And the reason with that was, Mickey is always displayed. He's always happy. He's always genuine. He's always caring about everyone on camera, but off stage, he's really a taskmaster. Puts everyone to work, he controls everyone, he's manipulative, all that stuff. And I kind of feel he would be one of the masterminds to get people together and do stuff. Like I said, Minnie is an accomplice to it. I kind of feel like he would rope everyone in to do sinister stuff.
Yeah, I agree. And plus they do portray him on South Park as kind of a jerk, and you can see how quickly he becomes one. So
yeah. I felt bad for Joe Jonas when he got beat up by Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You do press a good argument, but there's just something about Donald that makes him stay at number two for me. It's just the pure anger that he has. Like, if you were to go to the Disney parks, who do you want to see? Like, out of all the characters, who do you want to go see?
I want to go meet Buzz Lightyear.
That doesn't add to my point, but Buzz is fun. I saw him one time. Like, I don't think people know. I mean, I wasn't a character actor while I was working down there, but I don't know if people know, like, how much freedom I think they sometimes get. Because I saw the guy, or not the guy playing Buzz, because, you know, no one plays the characters. They're all the actual characters, of course. But I saw him just, like, pretending in Tomorrowland that he was on a spaceship. And it wasn't working, all while people were trying to meet him. So he's just freaking out at the thing because it's not taking off. And all the people in the line are just like, what is he doing? So, I mean, Buzz is definitely an unpredictable one that I would agree with you on. Especially, I mean, I got to see him a couple times because the bathroom backstage in the parks is right next to where Buzz lives. And I would accidentally almost hit him in the head with a door whenever I would come out. And he was pretty nice.
He had a very robust chin.
Yeah, he did. I mean, if Disney wants to save money, I don't really know why they hire the people to play or not to play, because obviously, like I said, it's the real people or it's the real characters there. I don't know why they don't just put, like, a Buzz toy out, like a Woody toy out, because what kid is going to believe that Buzz is actually like 6 feet?
Yeah, it's all about, like, the dimensions, you know?
I mean, doesn't that just make it, like, seem like Toy Story is creepy? Like, how tall is Andy? Like, 25 feet?
That would mean his mom is like the 50-foot woman.
Is it all like in a land of giants?
Could be.
All right, now back to the question. Out of the five characters we're talking about, who's the one that you're going to want to go see when you go to Disney?
Out of the five characters, probably be Mickey.
Exactly. Like, no one wants to be like, I want to go see Donald Duck. Who wants to go see Donald Duck?
Donald Duck fans.
Name one.
Okay, you got me there.
No, Donald's fun, I guess. I don't know. Well, that leaves one left in our countdown, but we'll get to that in a little bit.
So I think we should put an honorable mention in there. And this goes back to our Disney college program days. I think an honorable mention should be David S. Pumpkins.
If they put David S. Pumpkins in the park, I think you'd get more people going to the parks.
Oh, without a doubt. And they would have to get Tom Hanks to do it. Like, they couldn't, you know, it would have to be Tom Hanks.
Yeah, actual Tom Hanks. Or you could get his son, Colin Hanks, because he kind of looks similar. So you can't get Chet Hanks, though. Have you ever seen Chet Hanks?
No, I haven't.
So the Hanks family, I don't know how many, like, kids they actually have, but there is Colin Hanks, who looks exactly like Tom Hanks. Then he has another son named Chet, who is a rapper and looks nothing like Tom Hanks.
Huh.
And he always talks in a Jamaican accent.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's something. So out of all the Disney properties, who do you think they should put in the parks that they don't already have?
That's tough. Would that include, you know, the characters that they have at the Halloween parties that they just don't have, like, year-round? Or does it have to be someone they don't even have yet?
I mean, it could be anyone. But I'm thinking, like, overall Disney properties. So it can be anywhere from, like, Disney, Fox, ESPN. kind of, what's that other, the Fox animation one? Blue Sky, I think it's called.
Blue Sky.
Yeah, so it can be, like, if you want to put the mammoth from Ice Age in there, you can put the mammoth from Ice Age in there.
Manny the Mammoth.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have Sid than the mammoth, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of feel like you'd have to put, if we could, Ghost Rider from 2007, but not actually have the Ghost Rider, have just Nicolas Cage.
Well, the bad news about that is that's not a Fox movie. That's a Sony movie. But the character is technically now a Marvel character again. So technically you can put Ghost Rider in there, but I don't think Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider could go in unless Marvel decided to use him again. So in other words, I just shut your answer completely down and you have to think of another one. You know who I would put in?
Who'd you put in?
The cast of It's Always Sunny. So, like, Danny DeVito would just be walking drunk around the park.
That would be funny. I could see him at Epcot doing the drinking around the world, but he did it like three or four times around, and then, like, he's like, I'm Danny DeVito!
But you get a really, like, it's not actual Danny DeVito, you just get someone who looks nothing like him that's just walking around saying, I'm Danny DeVito. That means you also get Charlie Day in the parks, too.
That just sounds like a lawsuit just waiting to happen.
I'm trying to think of other Disney properties that I would want to go meet. Not right now, there's not a lot, though, because I feel like your number one would be, like, Star Wars. But Star Wars is now, like, in the parks.
Yeah.
Now, if Disney ever buys, like, Paramount, can you imagine if the South Park people were in the parks?
Oh boy!
You just see Randy.
Technically, you see Randy. I mean, you'd see who else did you see in there? You see Jimbo.
I mean, technically, Disney owns The Simpsons now, but Universal has the rights to the theme park rights or whatever. So, can you imagine someday going to Disney World and seeing like The Simpsons walking around?
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, I feel like, because it was really weird when they played a Simpsons short in front of Onward when I saw it in theaters. And it was weird seeing the Simpsons associated with Disney now.
I mean, I thought it was weird. You know, have you seen the trailer for Disney Plus where it's Bart's dressed up as Mickey Mouse and Homer's Iron Man and they're like, I'm not going to do it. I don't care how much they pay us.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy that they let them do that. That was good.
It really was.
Oh, you know who could be around the parks? What if they got like Peter Griffin?
Oh my goodness.
Peter Griffin or Bob from Bob's Burgers.
You know, that would be an interesting collab just to have all like the main like the main dads from all those shows like meet up at a Disney park.
Yeah. I'd watch it.
Oh, I'd watch it too, like all the craziness that would ensue, like if they all went to Epcot, like, man.
Disney, if you are listening to this, which I know you are because Mickey watches all of us, make this happen.
Please do.
You don't even have to credit us. No, you got to credit us because we came up with the idea. I think you should make this happen. All right. So we should move on to the last one now so that we don't forget and, you know, end the episode without revealing who we think is the scariest. Can you imagine if we did that? We were just like, all right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's such a teaser. It's like we're doing a top five and we only hit four. And they're like, yeah. Oh, what the heck? And it's like, oh, no, I guess we have to record another video next week.
I mean, to be fair, there's one character left. We've consistently talked crap about this character. Like, I feel like everybody knows who it is. And I feel like the whole concept of this episode, people are going to click on it and be like, these people have a thing about hating on Goofy. What are they going to say this time? So, number one, Goofy.
Yep, it's Goofy. Yep.
I mean, what's not scary about him? When I was working in Disney, one time so for people who don't know, I don't know if it's expanded beyond this because while I was there, We were rolling it out to different sections of the park, but custodial cast members have a cell phone that basically it gives you alerts of where to be and what to do and certain spills, but you can also call other custodial members on it. And I, one time while I was cleaning someone, one of my cast member friends called. It was like, I got a question. Is Goofy a dog? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, well, if Goofy's a dog and Pluto's a dog, why does Goofy get to talk and live normally? And I still can't answer that question.
Yeah, you know, it's like they make him out to be a dog, but like you always think there's something more to that.
I mean, I think we did answer it. I think Dan kind of confirmed to us on the Dan Hates Disney episode, which if you haven't heard, you can listen to in our feed. I think he basically, isn't Goofy a cow? Isn't that what we determined?
Yeah.
Okay, world. So you're hearing it here first. Goofy is a cow. He is not a dog. And that is why he has rights, unlike Pluto, who is stuck being a pet.
Moo.
And it all makes sense for Goofy to be a dog, I guess. Or not a dog, a cow. So I guess we should start. What's the creepiest thing to you about Goofy?
I would have to say Goofy's trial, which, if you may not know what that is, it's a skit on YouTube where Goofy's convicted of mass murdering children.
Yeah. And I mean, if we're going by that logic, then Mickey's also a bad guy because Mickey's trying to get him off for murder. So for anybody who has not seen this video, I don't know who made the animated video that we watched, but you can go to, I think it's one of the Filthy Frank channels that has it up. And if you don't use YouTube, you can go to Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, or whatever. And they have the audio-only version on an album called Pink Season, which I would not recommend listening to the rest of. So if you're easily offended, do not listen to the rest of it. You know what's so weird about all that?
What's that?
The guy who played Filthy Frank and Pink Guy, as of 2 weeks ago, just came out with the number 2 or 3 album in America.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Nectar by Joji. He kind of quit his Pink Guy thing, and now he just came out with a hit album. So it's a great album, actually. I've listened to it a few times. I think the creepiest thing about Goofy for me is just like, have you seen the new animation on that new Mickey Mouse show?
No, I haven't.
He looks like he's like, and no offense to any drug users or anything, but he looks like he's right about to die because he's done so many drugs.
Oh my God.
He's terrible. Like, they make him even more scary. They make him look even more unpredictable. And to add, like, to top that off, when you go to Disney University in Disney, he's hanging from the ceiling. Like, that's not a way to greet people.
Ugh.
All right, well, that is our top 5 list of what we believe is the scariest Disney characters in existence. Not existence. Obviously, there's other Disney characters that are terrifying, but of the main, like, 5. And the reason Goofy, of Daisy... Okay. What was that?
I said Goofy's the scariest.
Yeah. I mean, that, there's no brainer. Like, I feel like when people see the title of this episode, they're going to just know. And if you don't think Goofy is scary, there's something wrong with you. Like, have you ever been to the Disney parks and been, like, we talked about this earlier, but have you ever been there and been like, I want to see Goofy?
Can't say I have, no, not once.
You're spending thousands of dollars to go to Disney, and no, just not for me. Well, do you have anything else you want to add, James?
No, I think that's going to do it for this week. I'm already feeling a little spook, like, running up my spine.
Yeah. And next week's going to get even spookier. We're going to be talking about how allegedly no one dies at Disney. So,
yeah, because no one ever dies at Disney.
Exactly. Actually, James, I think you do have something that you want to advertise. You advertised it on the last episode.
So yeah, I completely forgot. I am starting a Pokemon YouTube channel, which at this time it's going to be up and running with a few episodes on it. So it's going to be me giving tips, tutorials, guides, anything to help you expand your gameplay experiences on, like, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Sword and Shield, Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, so all that stuff. So we're going to include a link down below that you can go, or link on our pages to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely looking forward to putting out some more content really soon. I also have an announcement I made in the last video, so definitely go check that out for the first series I'm going to be doing for it. And also, there's a contest right now for, I think it's the top 500 podcasts in the US. What was the name of
Oh,
that one again?
I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's top 50. I will link that in our bio as well. But basically, all you have to do is you go on and it will ask you what podcast you've been listening to. And if you fill out the D College podcast, then who knows, we could be featured in a magazine. Which, if we're featured in a magazine, that means more audience and that means more opportunities for more famous guests, more like freedom and stuff like that. Not that we don't have freedom right now, but it will give us more opportunity to talk to more people.
Who knows? Maybe even we'll have Goofy on.
God, I hope not.
Yeah,
Thanks everybody for listening. We will see you next week for another spooky episode. And I would like to say that spooky season ends on November 1st, but the election's on November like 3rd or 4th. So I think spooky season's gonna continue an extra week, not by our doing.
no, we have a bonus week of spooky season. It's going for 6 weeks. 6 weeks of spooky time.
Yeah, it's like when the groundhog sees a shadow or whatever. All right, thanks everybody.
See you next time.
For more information on the D College podcast, Sleepy Time, or Togi Tips, visit us online at instagram.com/DCollegePod. And now a word from Anchor.